My only complaint is because of soil density. Every time I change locations, I got to retune. But besides that, it works great. Once you got it tuned and as long as you don't move, it holds and it works. But yeah, out there in Bay City, you know, where in the parking lot, the soil's one thing, and then you get closer to the beach, the soil's more basically just sand. And Crow Island's a podocyte. That soil composition's different. And then when I had it set up, tuned at home, and every location I went to, I have to retune it for it. It got to the point where I just go to the same spot every time. It's less work.
Oh, I hear what you're saying there. Yeah, at least then you know where to start. Yeah, no, I definitely want to get a couple antennas up. You know, have you ever played with a infed half-wave before? I'm just curious because I was almost interested if I couldn't get antennas up or people were going to complain, seeing if it was going to be possible for me to run one up in the attic.
Actually, when I started, I bought a, it was an infed, probably was halfway, I can't remember the specifics. It was a 80-foot
repeater
infed. I think it was called a 79 bullet or something, from Polymer Engineering, and I stuck one end on one flagpole and the other end on another flagpole. I had one on each side of my yard, and then I used paracord to take up the length difference. That way I could get between the two poles. And I had that up there for a while, but unfortunately polymer engineers did not seal their PVC part where the ballon and everything was. So water got in there and made my SWRs run all over the place. So I took it down, I rebuilt it, but instead of putting that up there, I put a 20-meter double bazooka up because somebody I talked to on the radio said this is the cleanest thing he's ever heard. So naturally I went and got one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just, you know, at the moment, you know, what's quick, what's easy, and what can be hid, you know, if necessary. But, yeah, that's all things to come in the future.
Yeah, like if you go with the NFET, if you got a clear spot where you can run it onto a branch in a tree and run the other end as a downslope to your yard, that'll work. If you got a flagpole, you could use that, even if you have to extend it 10 or 20 feet and put tie downs on it to make sure it stays up. That'll get the job done as well. I wouldn't recommend using an aluminum flagpole. Bends too much in the wind. I made that mistake. I bought a collapsible aluminum from Harbor Freight. Stuck a 10-foot fence post onto it to get it up higher. And it's not collapsible no more. Yeah, for some reason it cracks jammed up and it just wouldn't work from the weight. So I tore that down and demolished it, and I went with a tripod on the roof.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about or not. I used to live in East Jordan, which is up in Charlevoix County, before I was, you know, I moved to where I'm at up there now. And I wish I had that yard again. I had 2.5 acres, which gives me enough room to play with anything I wanted to play with. I like being around here. But I had a little, there was a little building, stand poles up, and you throw this tarp over the top of it. You can use it for garage or storage. I was using it for garage and storing snowmobiles in it in the winter. Well, had windstorm come up, picked the whole thing right up off the ground, moved it over, destroyed it, bent it up, snow tore it up. But I ended up taking all the upgrade poles and using them for a antenna mast. And I'd seen the wind pick that up, mast up, and just blowing. I never did bend them. But yet here recently up there in Bel Air, I had a bunch of masts stacked up on top of a tripod on the roof. And I was telling my buddy after we did it, I said, I better get some guy wires on that. And I never did. Come this fall, the wind picked up, and I'm in bed one night, and I hear something smack the roof, go outside, look, here's my antenna folded right at the top of the tripod. But, oh, well, I won't do that again. If I know it needs guy wires, I'm not going to horse around anymore.
That wind, it's vicious. After I got mine on the roof, only being a 10-foot section, but it was it's a steel mast. I worried about that thing. I watched that thing move in the wind and everything, but it's what, 3 years later, and I finally settled in, and I don't worry about it no more. But I did learn one lesson. Don't use any type of rope that has the word poly in it for a guideline or to hoist anything up. That sun will rot that rope and make it snap. Apparently, you have to use paracord, nylon paracord, and that lasts a while. Good. But, yeah, I thought I had all the rope replaced with, but apparently my dumb little brain used some type of poly rope for the center to hold my dipole up. I woke up, looking out my window, I said, is that my antenna touching the roof? Sure enough, that rope finally snapped after a couple of years. I had to get up there and replace it with a paracord.
Yeah, I've used paracord when I was in East Jordan. I had a G5 RV or RA, I get name goofed up anymore. But, dipole with a ladder line running up to it. I had one of them suspended in between two trees, and I used paracord, never had no problem with that stuff. I was impressed how tough that paracord is.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.